this, can you say, well, he's not too straight, he's a bit dodgy.
Only say that to somebody who might
starting
be...
Starting at a throwaway in northwest London, Tuesday, 7th of Ador Rishon, 8th of February, Dan Yontov, Sanger, Schlitter, Shilers for Shonamu and Beres. This week's Torah was sponsored by family Grossnas, Lechvodah Simcha, Hashem of Naftali Grossnas and Chayla Hauge. Ashid's Kamis, Hashem is Simba Lutov. Today, first of the Rishon. Yerotzen Shemunit Vayas Nehman B'Yisrael Hashem B'Silom Seres.
Mishenichnas Ador Marabim Besimcha. We already Zayin Ador. What is Marabim Besimcha? We drink more Lechaim. We dance. David, the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishenichnas Ador. David HaMelech says, Im du Hashem Hashem Besimcha, you should always be Besimcha. Of the Ador, Mishenichnas Ador, Marabim Besimcha. How we Marabim? So David HaMelech, Pikudei Hashem Yeshorim. If you learn more Torah, then it's more Mesameach. And here the question is, when do we say Mishenichnas Odo Marbim Mesimcha? Odo Rishon or only Odo Sheni? Every year it's not a problem. The question is, what's this year? What's the Shaila? The Mekorim, Agemorim, Tainis Dachov Tes, Keshem Shemishenichnas Odo Mematim Mesimcha, Kach Mishenichnas Odo Marbim Mesimcha. Says Rashi, why kishenichnas ador mar b'mesimcha? Yemei nisim hoyu leYisrael Purim uPesach. Fragt der Bianke Wenden in Shuvah Shiles Yaibetz Chelik Beisim and Peches. What's Pesach got to do with the price of mishenichnas ador? If you're talking about the ness of Purim, versteht, why does Rashi bring in here that yemei nisim hoyu leYisrael Purim uPesach? And if you really want to say when a month starts off, therefore you've got a sim of simcha. Efshifur nisan mishenichnas nisan marbim besimcha. Yitzias mitzayim mishenichnas kisle because the nesach Chanukah. We only find by ador. Frekt Rabbi Yanki Wemden, what's the reason? So he says Rashi means to say that in ador the nisim on a continuous basis started. It started in ador and continued back through till Pesach. Since it's such a continuousness, therefore, Mishenichnas Odom Marbim Besimcha. Masha'en Kein, if you're talking about Chanukah, you're talking about just Nisan, it's not a specific beginning. The beginning started off where we find by Purim, which went on to Pesach. And therefore, the question is only, says Rabbi Yanki Wemden, so if so, in the Ibeyo, Mishonam Uberes, if you say Mishenichnas Odo Rishon Marbim Besimcha, it's not true because in Odo Rishon nothing belonged. There was no Nespurim. Nespurim was in Ador Sheni. And therefore, because the Gemara says in Megillah Dachvov, the Iker Ador is Ador Sheni. Kriyasa Megillah, the Gemara says there, the Mishnah says, Ein Ben Ador Rishon Ador Sheni, Elamikra Megillah. But otherwise everything else is an Ador Sheni. So therefore, the Ike is Ador Sheni, Mishenichnas Odor, Zot Rabbi Yankiv Emden, and as I said also in Tshuva Me'avo, the Talmud of Noidi Yehuda, Tshuva Me'avo, is Ador Sheni. We do not say Mishenichnas Odor, Marbe Mesimcha, in Ador Rishon. Rav Ozna, in Tshuva Shevet HaLevi, in Chelek Yud, brings another reason, another raya, that the Sichiyah simply is only Ador Sheni, not Ador Rishon. Why? He says, there's a Svasemes. The Svasemes says, if Rashi wouldn't have explained that Mishenichnas Odo means Purim and Pesach, the Maise, the Gemara says something very interesting. Keshem shemishenichnas ad memati besimcha, kach mishenichnas odo marbe besimcha. That's the Roshna Gemara. Take this Svasemes, what's the connection? Why is the Simcha of Purim connected to Mishenichnas or Memati B'Simcha? Says the Sfasemes, in Odo they started giving the Machzis HaShek. They started giving for the Korbonos of the Beis HaMikdash. and they gave us the of the Simcha. Now we're starting off a new year because all the Korbanos Nissen had to come from the Matzah Shekel, the new Matzah Shekel. And the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, the Churban Beis HaMikdosh was the bitl of all the Korbanos. That means the Simcha of Odor is bitl heper of the Avelis of Or. That's the connection. But now we are marveh because we're starting off the new simcha of the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. That is only applicable in Ador Sheni. When do we collect the Ratzah Shekel? In Ador Sheni, not in Ador Rishon. So therefore, as I shnit mitzvah semes, if the simcha is this which we start off to the preparations for the new year with Ratzah Shekel, therefore it's only in Ador Rishon. Mitzad Sheni, there's a famous Tshuvah Sheni. So, Ador Sheni, Ador Sheni.
Not Fashaming Ador Rishon.
Pardon?
Not Fashaming Ador Rishon.
Fashaming, the Gemara says Mefurish, the Iker Ador is Ador Sheni. There's no reason you can be Mesimcha as well in Ador Rishon, if there's a Shem Mesimcha whole year. But the Mishenichmas Ador Marve Mesimcha is in Ador Sheni. Mi'idr Gisa, the Edige Chasam Soifer, in Tshuvah's Cheshem Mishpat Simen Chof, has got the Tshuvah. And he finishes off the Tshuvah, Yoin Gimel, Shenich Pavoy Kitoif, Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Oda Rishon, Shemar Ben Moy Besim. And Aleph Regen, like Asher Rebbe, where did you get from this idea that Ador Rishon, Mar Ben Moy Besim? That's what they all ask. The Maise, I don't want to go into it too much, but there is a Tshuvas Chasam Soifer, Eure Chaim Simakuf Samach. He was asked, the Gemara says, Mishenichnas Ab Mamatim Besimcha. Kishem Shemichnas Ab. And the Gemara there says, "Omar Papa Ilkoch Yisrael this day dina ba'adinochi." If you've got it in Torah with the goy, then in Av Yisrael have it because they are Masle and wait till Adol. A Gemara. Had the Shoyel gefreaked the Chasam Soifer in Shuvas and Erechayim? Why does the Rambam? Why does the Shulchan Aruch only pass can this chelik mishenichnas Av mamatim besimcha? But the chelik of that. That you have to go, if there's a goy, din toyo with a goy, a din with a goy, don't do it in Av, do it in Odo, shteit nish the Rambam. Why is the Rambam Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this halacha? It's true the Magen Avraham brings it. Oh, but why does the Rambam Shulchan Aruch bring it? As if the Shoyel the Chasam Soifer. So he says, the Chasam Soifer answers, the Kitzer, the Marsha asks Kakasha, was haste. It's a mazali Yisrael, not in Av, do it in Odor. It says, what's we hold ein mazali Yisrael. So what's this? Not in Av, yes in Odor. So he says, that's what Rashi says, that you may nisim holy Yisrael, Purim a Pesach, even though there's no such musik as a mazal, but yesh simen, it's chazak, twice is a chazok. All right, some whole three times, twice a chazok. If so, zokter, twice a chazok. So you have to come on to the two nisim together of Purim and Pesach in order that you should be able to come to the din of Mishenichnas Olam Arba Mesimcha. If you haven't got both together, then you haven't got it. And he says, therefore, that's what we have to have. That's what Rashi mentions both of them. Rashi mentions both of them. And he says, if so, it's Tafka Halacha in the in Adoration, not in Adoration. Adoration, there's only one. If you're talking about Adoration, you're talking about Adoration. That's what the Chasam Sofer wants to explain. He explains that, and that will for enter why the Chasam Sofer says the adoration is already marve mesimcha. He goes further to explain why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't deal with it. But I want to continue with other halachas lemaisa, which are applicable now. There is a halacha in Yeredeya. There's a halacha in Yeredeya that a person is mechuyev to be boidik his mezuzas twice in 7 years. Twice in 7 years doesn't mean once today, once tomorrow, and then I've got 7 years break. Twice in 7 years. Whether it's ever 3.5 years of the nisht, is nisht mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, or the lemaisa that is in Meseches Mezuzah, one of the Meseches Ketanis, Meseches Mezuzah, Soif Peir Bey says, Ha Mezuzah Nivdekes Echod Ba'ir, in a town, it's 25 years, Nivdekes Achas Lechof Heishon of Divrev Shimon, and from that, Zokta Gran Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Peirush on this Masechta, Memele a Mezuzah Shel Yochid, which is Nivdak every 7 years, not like a Mezuzah Shel Ir is Midvek is twice in 50 years, and Mezuzah Shel Yochid is twice in 7 years, every 3.5 years. And noch aname, the Matei Fraim, Kitzah Shulchan Aruch will say that many people are Boidek every Elu. But Lamaisa Medina de Gemara, Medina de Shulchan Aruch, twice in 7 years. Somebody can remember exactly when the last time was, maybe 3.5 years ago. F3, F2, F4, F5. Basically, some people who are Masuda, they write everything down.
Yeah.
One of the Gedolei Haposkim in the time of the Shloa Kodesh, Sefer Yosef Oimetz, it says that he was the Rosh Hadayonim in Frankfurt at the time of the Shloa Kodesh. The Shloa was the Rosh, and he was the Rosh Hadayonim. There, the Hagor, Bamari Mintz, brings down there, I'll give you an Itze, Vekach Noagu beFrankfurt. Vekach Noagu. What was the minhag? I don't know. I can't remember when I was boiding mezuzah last. Every Ador Sheni, you're boiding the mezuzah. Since in 19 years, Ador Sheni is in year 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19, 7 times. The never goes by 3 years without having an Ador Sheni. 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19. So you always have within 3 years. So if you remember,
every
other
sheni
means
every second.
Other sheni. Whenever there is another sheni.
It's a leap year.
A leap year, sorry. A leap year.
It's a leap year. I think it means every second. Every second.
Not every second.
It was a
year. Whenever there is a leap year, whenever there's a leap year, then the maximum time which can elapse is 3 years.
So that's every 3 years.
Not every, sometimes 2 years. 3, 6, 8. 6, 8 is 2 years.
All right.
So the maximum is 3 years.
Practically, as you suggested, people write it down.
Very nice. Okay, I don't want to ask any personal questions. We have here more than a minute.
Right.
Ask if there are 3 people who write it down.
Probably not.
Okay. Right. And therefore, the Maizer, let's rely on this Eitzer of the Marimitz. Sure.
It's a bit more frequent than three and a half years. It's a bit more frequent.
It's more frequent, but the Chalat Yavad is more frequent.
But you'll always be
the Chalat Yavad. You know what you're doing? Yeah. Yeah. There's another thing. Today is Yartai Moshe Rabbeinu Zayim. Zayin, or the Rishon.
Yesterday.
Today.
No, today.
It started last night.
All right. Today.
What's this? Zayin or the Rishon, or Zayin or the Shein? When is the Yahrzeit in the Shonor Uberes? When? I'll tell you. You're very correct in saying you sveik and do twice. But what happens if there's a breitel? And somebody, only one person can dump a breitel.
Oh.
Who takes precedence? Misofik, I'm taking both. Somebody is got a yahrzeit in Ador Sheni. And Reuven has got a yahrzeit in Ador. When his father was Nifter, it was Ador, not Ador Sheni, not Ador Rishon. And so he says, Misfake, I'm doing Ador Rishon, Ador Sheni. So the animal says that, but he's got Ador Sheni. His father was Nifter in Ador Sheni. So if it's a chiyuv, no chanami, the half, but there's no chiyuv. What's his Misfake?
When you say Kaddish?
Same thing, exactly the same. What's the question?
So
the question is, what do we do by yahrzeit? I'm asking, I want to know what to do. You're right, everything is right. You say misfeike, misfeike. Machloikas, machloikas. Lamaisa.
Practically, what does one do?
To be perfect English. Practically, what do you do? What do you do when you've got a yahrzeit? Is Lamaisa. Lamaisa, it's applicable. They only brought there with regards to Kaddish. It's applicable, first of all, when is one oiler the keva? When does one learn Mishnais Lishmas? When does one light Ne'er Neshomer? When, if those people are noik to fast on the Yahrzeit? When does them say Kaddish and Damfar Breitel? When does oiler the Torah? All these halachas one has to know are the Rishon or the Sheni. He says, this is klo. If the Nifter was Nifter Ene Shalom Uberes, Ador Rishon or the Sheni, then you know which Ador it is, there's no question. The question is, what happens if he was Nifter in a normal Ayur where there's only one Ador? In a Shonu Muberes, what do you do? There are 3 shittas. That's also not an answer, we'll see what the answer is, but 3 shittas. B'nei Sforad, or Noyeg Ador Sheni. Azo Yishnit Nishukhanov. Simen Tov Kuf Samaches Yiv Zayin, Ador Sheni, B'nei Sforad, or Noyeg, that is the Yahrzeit. Why? Ador Sheni is the main Ador, and we will see various halachas lemaisa because of that. Ador Sheni is the main Ador. And therefore, and also furthermore, Yahrzeit is Ayurim Adin. Agduma Puranusa, Loi Magdemino. Zog the Ramon, the Yahrzeit, the main Yahrzeit is Ador Rishon. Because Stam Ador legabe Nedorim legabe Shtorois is Ador Rishon. If a person writes in a Shtar Ador, that means Ador Rishon. We'll see Nach Kuminis Redina. Furthermore, says the Ramon, Ein Mavirin Aramitzvus. And the minhag b'nei Ashkenaz is Ador Rishon. Although the Ramo says Yesh Machmirim Linoig b'shneim. A third shita is the Mogen Avraham, the Vilna Gaon. They hold one's noeg yahrzeit on both minadim. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, a person should daven b'nei Ashkenaz, should daven for an omer say kaddish and other rishon. If he can say ad kaddish without being madche of the avelim in ador sheni, then he should also do. Legabi aleh lekever, zok rebel yashim zeratzadik lebrocha, once is enough, but adoration, if the yahrzeit, the first yahrzeit is in ador and shalom beres, then you don't do anything till 12 chadoshim, you don't do anything after 12 months, only after 13 months, because that means liyotzia, nisan till nisan, and it was that year was a shalom beres, so it's 13 months till the following nisan. The person was nifter, hey nisan, so till the following nisan, if that year is shalom beres. So he said, you don't do 12 months to go to Aliyah Lekeves. Hey, Nissen is the old side. But that's a separate thing. Lamaisa, so therefore, B'nai Ashkenaz, Me'ikir Adil, it's Adoration. But, the preferable, if one can also Adoshani, the Mogen Avraham, the Gaon holds Me'ikir Adil Azai, or the Lahalocha, he can't be Madcha, somebody else for that. There's another Nafkemina with regards to this. We're talking about Mishneh Nichnas. Marva Mesimcha, there's another nafkemina with regards Adorishin, Adorsheni. Somebody got married, and he says, I've brought a mitzvah of Shono Rishoino. The Pasuk says, Ki yikach ish isho, chadosho, lo yeitze betzovo, ve lo yaber olam l'chol dovo, no ki ele beise shono achas, v'simech es ishtoi. The question is, if this mitzvah is applicable today, nobody goes out of tzavah. Zog the Chokhma Sodom, zog the Kitzeh Shulchan Aruch, that a person who marries, tzorich lamoid be'iroi shono tzmimo l'smoyachimo. Stay in town. And Ochanama, they agree that if she's moichel, he can go. In fact, the Rav Achido, he's got a sefer on the Rambam, sefer Nachal Kedumi, effect, the Rambam, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, don't bring this mitzvah. So he says, even though it's applicable, b'zman hazeh, but why do not bring it? Alamaisa, the Binas Odom on the Chokhmas Odom says, even a tzur parnosa, one cannot live within Shono Rishoino without permission from his wife. The Chasim Soifin Shuvas, Eben Ezer Chelik Beis Men Kuf Nun Hei, he says from the Ramban, and also from the Mizrochim, Parashas Kiseitze, Vaistrois, that it's only, that anything which has nothing to do with Tzobo, the Chosin is allowed to go. Amachloikis Abel Chokhmas Odom, Kitzeh Shulchan Aruch, state is got to. So, Lamaisa, Zokta Orcha Shulchan, I've got another Nafkemina. The Orcha Shulchan in Ebezer, Eben El Simen Samar Dalet, says, the Posuk says, Vesimaches Ishtoi, says the Orcha Shulchan, Eina Simchesh, the Posuk says, Vesimchas Mishtois, Ubitl Meloche, Elo Kloima, Leango, Ule Malos, Retzoina, Bechola Shiyocha, Bechola Shiyocha. And he brings the Yereim, Lamaisa, the one has to be Mesameah. So I ask a question. In a Shonon Uberes, how long does he have to? How long is he in prison for? How long does he ask to stay with Shonon Uberes? Zog the Steichemet, he brings a Machloikis Aposkim. If this mitzvah is 12 months or for Shonon, 13 months. In the Sefer on Hilchas Chaslas Shulchan Ha'ezer, he brings down that anything which is to do with Sofik, then. One can make in the Chodesh Ha'ibu. In Chuvas Tzitzel Yezer, he brings down a Tesefta. Chodesh Ha'ibu is not included in the mitzvah. It's not included in the mitzvah. The Chi of Simcha is 12 months. What's the Raya? Because the Raya says, Haboyne Ba'is Veloishoho Shnei Mos HaChodesh. Nota Kerem Bechiloi Veloishoho Shnei Mos HaChodesh. Eiras Isha Velokho Veloishoho Shnei Mos HaChodesh. Why does it always say Shon Shnei Mos HaChodesh? The Loshna Posuk is Messiah Shono Achas. The Posuk says Shono Achas. Why does the Braise change this Loshna? Zok the Vaistrois has its Aloha in 12 months. The Kloisenburger Rebbe, Zeratzadik Lebroch in Shubas Tzitzel Yezer, brings a Raya from Aloch in Shulchan Aruch. We say we are not knowing like that. When in Shulchan Aruch states that after the first year, after the Chasna, one always makes a Broch as Shasim Chobemoinoi. We're not knowing. So he says, the Gemara in Ksubas Lav Ches, His daughter doesn't say 1 year, it says for 12 months. Treise Yacheshata. By its noise, it's 12 months. Why? Says the Ritva, because Atka Nimsheches HaSimcha Dirsiv Noki Elebeise Shono Achas. The Simcha is only 12 months. Al Koponim, he holds that the whole Simcha is 12 months. There's other Rayas. So the Maisa, after 12 months Pashtas, he hasn't got a Chiev to Mesameh Chesishtim. I must tell you, Maisa, a sad story happened. I can't remember this. Yeah, last year, surprise. Somebody, the Shiva Bocha comes home for Purim. Sometimes they come home. In Eretz Yisrael, Gans Mekubali comes home. He came home for Purim. And he sees that his mother's baked cakes, which she sends out for Shlachmonos. Send out Shlachmonos. It's a shame. So his mother says, you know, these cakes are special. Why is it special? He says, because your sister had her birthday 10 days ago. Hey Ador, she had a birthday. Last year, she had a birthday. And since she had a birthday, and she was 11 years old, and we know that a ktano with 11 years old is mufles son of leish. A zohar with 12 years old is mufles son of leish. Nidroi neder, if he knows what he's talking about, is a neder. Hafosh es tumas amaises, is begeder neder. That's chalmidin neder. So I was already mekayem mitzvas chinuch, and she was mafrish on her birthday. She was mafrish challah from these cakes, which I baked specially for shlachmonos. It's challahs, cakes, whatever it is. Fine. I was mechanech already. She's not bas mitzvah. She doesn't have to be bas mitzvah. Mufle somoch leish is also a seder. Zav decha bocha, de yeshiva bocha. This is Tevel Gomu. Says, why? Why is it Tevel? He says, because she wasn't 11. Why wasn't she 11? He says, because last year she was Taki 11 on Hey Tavis. On Hey Ador. But when is the 11? 11 is a year before her birthday, or 12 months before. When does she become Bas Mitzvah? This year she becomes Bas Mitzvah, Hey Ador Rishen or Hey Ador Sheni. If she only becomes Bas Mitzvah, Hey Ador Sheni, then Hey Ador last year was 13 months before Bas Mitzvah. Who says that she can be Mafrish? Who says she can be Mafrish? Acheshman, last year to Resh, she getracht, this year is going to be an Ibeyo. It's okay, he says, but who says it? Wie sagt man? Chaps der Reihen, heiße Lokschen. You're a mechanic, your daughter, to be mafrish chada. Who says it's okay? Also, the Shiva Boche asked his father, I mean, he explained everything to his father. The kid said, that was the Shaila which happened last year. Am I saying Shaila last year? In order to answer the Shaila, I found a Tshuvas Chassan Soifer. A Einikel von Chassan Soifer. Chassan Soifer, Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadik Tes, Siv Kroken Gimel. He has this sofik. When is a Mufle Somoch Leish? Is it 12 months or a year before? In this case, he doesn't speak about Avrashat Thomas Amaisas, Avrashat Chala. He speaks about when does it start. Do we say Shona Achas? A year, can be a Ibe year. Or the name? So that's his suffering. But Lamaisa, there is another Nakuda, which is a big mistake, and therefore I have to be mefars in this mistake. The Loshen Horamba, Hilchas Trumas Perik Dalet Halokha He, the Loshen Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeya Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Lamed Gimel, is Koten Shehigia Loinas Nedorim, Afapi Shelohevish Reisaris, Veloinas Egodel, Im Toram Trumos He Trumo. Das heißt, Mufle Sonoch Leish. Was steht in Shulchan Aruch? Was steht in Rambam? Im Toram Trumo Se Trumo. It doesn't say Lechatchila they can do it. There's a Machlokes HaRishonim. First of all, if the Shona is before Avo HaSalvois or before Bar Mitzvah or Bas Mitzvah, but besides that, even if we take on that Lamaisa, like it's in Shulchan Aruch, nothing to do with the Avo HaSalvois, it's to do with 12 years old. Or but the Gaon says, calls man shlohevish tesares, the truma is not truma afilabid yevet. Even truma bismanazevich is the rabbono. He brings the raya from Mishneh Tumas. Al Kuponim, if so, is doch the whole Hafroshas Tumas and Mises of a Mufa Samach Leish nicht lechatchile, unless Meduikin Loshen HaShulchan Aruch. Im Torah am Tumas in Tumah, because it's Torah Mabrik is a Shenim. Zogt der Gaon Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Pirush Derech Emunah, he says, therefore, loy mi boy avad gevis, it's not lechatchile. It's not lechatchile that a mufle samach leish should be mafresh tumas maizas. Even if we take on, if they make a neder and they know what they're talking about, it's chal. But lechatchile we shouldn't do it. But further, he says, and if they do it, sofik brochas lehokil. Don't make a broch on that frosha. No, those avadik vis, no one's going to do to be mafresh chal without a brocha. So besides the fact that this is a shaila, whether the hafrosha of this girl was chal or was not chal, here's another problem that lechatchile shouldn't have done such a thing. So as much as a person wants to be mechanech his daughter, it's a big mitzvah. Aber the shal is it for zayrois a mitzvah where it's only b'dieved and it's not lechatchila. It's not lechatchila. I've only got 4 minutes left, so I have to finish off with the shal. Kedar keinu v'koidish. I have to be a magdim, with a lot more to say, but never mind. Ma'ase shehoya. This has nothing to do with Adorish and Adoshani, or the Mishenichnas Adomar ben Besimcha. Ma'ase shehoya a few months ago. Somebody asked me a shayla. I'll be magdim two or three halachas. There's a nafkmina between Geneva and Gezeva. Geneva is a person steals and the person doesn't know about it. Right. Gezeva, he steals openly. There's another issa called Geneva's Das. The Sefta state is the worst. Geneva's Das Geferach. It's true, there's a Gemara in Chulin, that Lu Yetzuya, I wasn't going of Das. The Gemara brings there two Amoroi, went out to their town, and they met with an Amoroi. And he says, oh, Hashem, you came to the Kabbal Poli. So he says, we didn't come to the Kabbal Poli. We just went because we wanted to go to another town. Dr. Eimitz in the Tzveta, why did you have to tell him? Iu de Atea Nafshei. He made the mistake. He thought you did. You don't have to tell him. I'm not going of Das if he thinks. But that's only why I didn't do something specific. If I did something specifically, Geneva's Das, Geneva's Das. Ad Khan Hagdoma. Maise Shehoyo, a few months ago, somebody, a Yeshiva from Yerushalayim, calls me up. Don't know who it is, please. He says to me, and I could hear from his voice, Nikorim Divrei Emes. He says, I am a twin. Identical twin. I learn in Bnei Brak, my twin learns in Yerushalayim. He's from Yerushalayim. I learn in Bnei Brak, in Yerushalayim, and my twin learns in Bnei Brak. Two identical twins. He says, the minig is that if your chabusa gets married, of course you go to the chasna. But it's not only chabusa. If the chabura, in his shir, there's 200-300 bochim, you don't go to 200-300 chasnas. But nevertheless, those who speaks in learning, he says, ich bin a gute bochra, I got at least 50-60 bochim, and the whole time came out every day I speak to the nani. Mamishi, a kotzer. He says, for me to go to Bnei Brak, for a chasna, this is doch mamish, 4-hour job. Going there and going back and staying at the chasna for an hour. Forget about the meal. I don't need the meal. He says to me, I've got gehage de zeit. I don't know how you say it in English, but it's a kill time. Mama, I haven't got time. I've got to learn. He says, I've been a masmid. So I asked my brother in Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, do me a favor. When I go to chasna, you go there. And so Baruch told him, I said, ganz fein. Was it sein? So he had a simcha. Because his friend from yeshiva came to him, Altov, he can't know the difference. Can't know the difference. So my brother in Bnei Brak says to me, Shreya, but even I'm also a masmid. Even for me to go to a chasna, it doesn't take me 4 hours. But going there and back in Bnei Brak and sitting there for 5-10 minutes, quarter an hour, people dancing, it also takes me 3/4 hour, an hour. He says, we'll make a hesgim. When you've got a chasna in Yerushalayim, I'll go for you. And when I've got a chasna in Bnei Brak, you'll go for me. Say, frick me, Shreya. He's been doing this already for over a year. Now,
one second.
He's busy. He's not busy. He hasn't got the whole time. I've got a chashash of Geneva's Das. I'm a oiver on Geneva's Das. Lamaisa, I'm a samer the chosen. That's sure. What's the difference? If I go, he goes. It doesn't know the difference. But Lamaisa, Geneva's Das. I'm a oiver on Geneva's Das. Do I have to ask Mechila from the Chassanim who I was over there as that, or do I not have to ask? That was the shaila which he asked me. There are another two shailas appertaining to that, which I'm just mentioning it. I'm not giving any answers now. I'm just giving two shailas.
You have to come back.
Homework.
You are coming to Eretz Yisrael very soon. Kol yeh machaki yeshua.
The kitzah,
the mice, pardon?
You also say it.
And who asked the question? The Gemara asked the question.
Yes.
Zokti Gemara, it's mutter where it's necessary to him samecha. But that doesn't mean to heya. So somebody told me, Lamaisa, he's not going to das. He's causing himself to make a mistake. It's not true. I'm coming there to make a mistake. It's not the same as a person going out of town. I want to go there. And Lamaisa, he thinks I'm coming in his cupboard. No. I'm going there in awe. I'm telling someone to matter him, to make
intentionally.
Oh, Mamish, it's good English. Intentionally. That's English. Intentionally. Oh, but the Shaila is here something else as well. There is a minig. In Gemara, we all know something called Shushbinus. What's Shushbinus? I come to your simcha, I dance at your simcha 7 days, and I bring you a present. Mamish, good to have it, but the Shushbinus is Mechayev, al pichush in mishpot, that you have to also come to my simcha for 7 days and mesamech. Al pihalocha. Today we don't have such Shushbinus. Oba, Rav Shlomo Kluger, Kleta Shaila, the minig is, if I give you Shlachmonus, you give me. Have I got a tviya on you to give me Shlachmonus? All right, we're passing, it's not Mamish Shushbinus. But thus is klar, it's ongenomen that if I come to your chasna, you come to my chasna. It's not like Manchester, London, but Neighborhood Yerushalayim is much nearer. But this is ongenomen. So I said to him, if you went to the chasna, or you didn't go, you sent your brother to the chasna in Bnei Brak, then when you get married, this Bnei Brak, this chasna in Bnei Brak is going to come to yours. Because he's got that koras atoiv. For what? You didn't go. Who says you're allowed to do such a thing? Shaila number two. And shaila number three, appertaining to this, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, if I work in a field, you also work in a field, I can tell you, do me a favor, work in the field in my stead today, I've got a business deal, and I will work in your field tomorrow. But tonight, state in Hilchas Ribis, that my field is not more difficult to work in than your field. If it's more difficult to work in, then if so, it's Ribis. Why? Because the Maisa, I'm working for you. You're working for me for more cost, because you take more for more difficult work. And vice versa, if I work in your field, then it's less. So Shaila of Ribis, this is Shaila's Halacha Ribis. So I asked this Chosel, tell me, how many chasms were in Bnei Brak and half in Yerushalayim? He says, yeah, that's one of the problems. My brother says he had to go to 10 chasms in Bnei Brak and I only went to 3 chasms in Yerushalayim. Is there a Shaila of Ribis in that?